Hey, it's Tuesday. You know what that means? It's New Music Tuesday on the Bryant Park. Hopefully we won't listen to anything that sounded like that, me singing. Lots of new music vying for our New Music Dollar Tuesday, or at least for our precious illegal download hard drive space to help us guide, wade, find our way, navigate through what's new and good. Emphasis on the good, not just new. We call again upon Lizzie Goodman, editor-at-large for Blender Magazine. Hey, Lizzie.
Hey there.
Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I'm semi-delirious, but let's just roll with it.
No, that was the best intro ever. Thank you very much. I'm honored.
Okay, let's just get right to it. I want to hear some wigs. Let's start with the wigs. Not to be confused with the Afghan wigs, right?
That's right.
Tell us about these guys.
Well, they're from Atlanta, and they're kind of – they've had one record out, and they released it. They're sort of this – throwback old school do-it-yourself indie band. They recorded their first record with a bunch of equipment they bought on eBay, which they then subsequently sold again in order to pay for the money that they had out of pocket to record the record. And they've now been picked up, and they're on ATO, Dave Matthews' label, and this is their second record, Mission Control, and it's fantastic.
Fantastic, so, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear a cut from that. Let's hear the song called Right Hand on My Heart. All the fallen leaves have found their branches again. Raindrops in the heavens are eventually swell. River and ocean are waving my heart. We got your money now, we'll make a new start. Totally digging it. Totally having a little headbanging moment right here in the studio.
Good. Rock out.
Okay, moving on. Jack Penate.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's got a CD, Matinee. It's been out apparently in the UK for a little while, mm-hmm. and now we're getting it stateside?
That's exactly right. Yeah, he's been a little bit of a phenomenon in the UK, and as usual, we're catching on.
a little late.
A little late. Well, that's good, though. You know, we let them sort of stoke the fire, so to speak, and then we figure out if we're into what they're into. And it's time for that with Jack. He's really fantastic, sort of bizarre, eccentric singer-songwriter pop. He's kind of he's got a really unusual, hard to pin down sound. But the thing that I like the most about him is he's just a lot of fun. Whatever it is, it's fun. And apparently live, he has this really bonkers stage presence and this kind of soul ska dancing thing going on.
Oh my gosh!
On,
so. I watched last night. I looked it up and I watched his video.
Yeah.
For the song that we're going to hear online. And, you know, he has these dancing moves, and I was totally digging it because it reminded me of my own moves that are reminiscent of Molly Ringwald in The Breakfast Club. It's like this weird kind of frenetic in and out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe you finally found your sort of your fellow muse in terms of the dancing style.
Maybe he'll bring it back, because right now I just look like a big fat dork.
No, I think he's bringing it back.
Okay, cool. Let's listen to what he's got to offer to our ears.
Living without reason, dwarf, the lone in prison. Wonder why I'm here at all. Why I'm even trying, destined to be filing. The higher you reach, the harder you fall. And then you say, we're the same. All your dreams lose that it seems. Cause we all spit as stars. We all spit as stars. We all spit as stars.
That's Jack Penate. The song is Spit at Stars. I like it. It's like whimsical. It's fun. It's cool.
Yeah, and Everett, I know, don't deny it. You were totally dancing in the studio.
I was totally dancing, but I'm dancing by myself, so no
that's
one
okay.
really knows.
That's okay. I felt your dance move.
Through the microphone. Okay, let's kind of rewind back in time. They wouldn't be so happy if I said that. They're a modern gig. The Fleshtones.
Yes.
They have been around for a while.
They have. I think they're very proud of that.
They like it. They don't mind if we talk about them being kind of classic.
Yeah, I think not. I mean, they sort of make this this celebration of the fact that they're, you know, the only sort of Max's Kansas City, CBGB's era New York band to not break up ever.
And that is saying something.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, they're also a really superb group. So it's not like they're like, yeah, well, we suck, but we've never broken up. So, you know, it's like they also happen to be awesome. So it's a good combination of things for them.
And they've got something new out.
Yeah, they do. They started, you know, they've had, as you know, various sort of up and down swings over the course of their career, obviously in all those years. But they call their music super rock. You know, this isn't just punk rock. This isn't just power pop. This is super rock. This is every aspect of rock and roll that's fantastic, rolled up in one ball. And they're back, and they've released a couple of albums in the last couple of years. And this one, Take a Good Look, is really strong. I really like it. I mean, if you like what they offer, which is this sort of very celebratory party music with really grounded in kind of 60s garage rock and New York in the 70s sound and feel, then you're going to like this record too.
Okay, let's hear a little bit. Let's hear Shiny Hiney.
A candy colored metal flake. That's supercharged.
To admit, I just like saying Shiny Hiney.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that, even if the song weren't particularly good on title.
And I think you wrote in an email to our producer, it makes you feel like you want to be in a convertible. I think that is so spot on. It just makes you feel you just want to be in a convertible, cruising down Highway 1 in California and cranking up.
That's what's happening in my head right now.
I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, let's move on to Cat Power.
Okay.
People have been excited about this one for a while. The album's called Jukebox. It's her second covers record. Why two covers records? I mean, is that
a
good
idea?
Well, she
may not stop there. I don't know. She was joking on her MySpace page that she may go on to do a third because there were so many tracks that she liked from the recording sessions for Jukebox that you may have covers record 2, volume 2. She sort of joked. But, I mean, I think the fact is that she can get away with this because she's really talented at reinterpreting other people's music. And it's something she obviously enjoys doing because she continues to do it.
How do you do that, though, Lizzie? What is that delicate balance that you have to strike without kind of jeopardizing the original integrity of the work, but at the same time making it your own?
Well, it's a real skill, and it's one that, you know, it's not something that every artist, even every great artist, is necessarily very good at. It doesn't go hand in hand with being a good songwriter necessarily, or a good singer even. And she's really kind of got the whole range of expertise in that way because she's a fantastic songwriter, and there is one original song on this record, but mostly she's showcasing her ability to interpret. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I think with her, it's people have often commented, and I agree, that it's the combination of retaining a real familiarity of the song. If you know the song and you love the song, it's still going to feel, you're still going to recognize it, but also kind of bringing something new that you may not have heard to it. And she did that certainly on her first covers record, and she does it again here. There's, you know, New York, New York. You're thinking, oh, I know this song, and yet, no, I don't, apparently.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra, you know, it's bold, you know, trying to try to reinterpret Old Blue Eyes.
It is.
She also does it with James Brown, CCR, and Bob Dylan. We're going to listen to that cut. It's called This Is I Believe in You. I Believe in You. Hey, that does it for New Music Tuesday. Lizzie Goodman, a pleasure as always. Thanks for walking us through what's new today.
Thank you for having me.
So I walked down the